The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt.
Not go through that every morning, Betsy. Now, with all the clothes you have, now put on something.
What do I wear?
Well, put on the navy blue you had on yesterday.
I don't want to wear the same thing 2 days in a row.
Well, that one isn't dirty. You can get 2 days out of your cotton.
I don't want to wear the same thing I wore the day before, Mommy.
Well, put on something else, then. I don't care, but get dressed. Put on your yellow.
It's all wrinkled. And where's my pink petticoat?
It's in the wash. You have another petticoat now.
I don't like that one. It doesn't stick out the way my pink one does.
Well, you'll have to wear it anyhow. Put on a sweater and skirt then.
It's too hot for a sweater.
Betsy, why do you always ask me what to put on and then you never take my advice anyhow? Now put on your sweater and skirt.
No, that skirt is too short.
It can't be too short. I let it down.
Well, it's still too short. I look funny.
Funny. Yeah, how about your blue jumper?
Oh, no, Mommy. I hate that.
Why?
I look fat in it.
Oh, fat in it.
Tommy Adams said I look fat in it.
Well, I don't care what Tommy Adams said. You don't look fat in it. It looks very nice on you.
It does not. I look all fat.
Oh,
what is on?
Why do we have to go through this every morning? Now, get dressed.
I don't know what to wear.
Well, you put something on and come downstairs to breakfast and hurry up.
At this time of the year, young people suffer from a seasonal urge to quit school and answer the call of lazy weather. But the temptation to chuck up your schooling and be free of it all will pass. The important thing is don't quit school on impulse before the temptation runs its course. Responsible community leaders, government education agencies, professional educators at every level urge young students to stay in school and graduate. The momentary urge to free yourself of studies and responsibilities is natural enough, but it's not any student's interest to heed it. It used to be said, everybody needs a high school education to succeed. In today's adult job market, a high school education is barely enough. Thinking people know a successful future takes thorough preparation and schooling. Stay in school, graduate, and, if at all possible, go to college.
You want a coffee, dear?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Anna. Mm-hmm. I guess I got time.
Well,
sure.
I just won't have this every morning. Do you understand?
Oh, boy.
My goodness, you're having a clothes problem again.
Yeah, yes, sir. She went back upstairs to see what was keeping Betsy. Apparently, Betsy's not dressed yet.
Now, children today have too many clothes. That's why they can't decide. I had two dresses, that's all.
Yeah, well, times have changed, Aunt Effie.
Mm-hmm. Times haven't changed. Children have changed. You parents spoil them. Listen to the way Betsy talks. Why, if I talk to my mother like that...
We parents spoil them. Listen, the last time I spanked Betsy, you ran up those stairs with her.
Well, I must admit, children seem harder to handle than they did when I was little.
I don't care what you put on a pillowcase for all I care. But you get dressed and you get down.
Oh, golly, golly,
and if you yell at me like that again, I'll spank the living daylights out of you. Now you get dressed.
Oh, boy. Honey,
just a failure as a mother. I really am.
Oh, now, sweetheart.
Tell her not to yell at me, and then I yell at her.
Here. Have a cup of coffee.
See, when I was growing up and thought about having children, I thought, I'll be one of those wonderful mothers. Quiet, understanding, never raised my voice so that when my children grew up, they'd have wonderful memories of mother.
Here's your coffee.
I think back and say, I remember my mother always so warm and sweet and lovely.
Oh, honey, now look.
Instead of that, I find myself yelling at her like a fishwife. Fine memories Betsy's going to have of me. I remember my mother always screaming about something.
Oh, now you don't always scream at her at all.
I don't mean to. I really don't. I make up my mind I'll be so patient and understanding. I try to reason with her, and then suddenly I just get goaded beyond endurance. And I'm so sorry afterwards that generally I find myself apologizing to her for having yelled when it was her fault to begin with.
Yes, and of course that's all wrong.
Now, look, Aunt Effie, it's easy enough to say it's all wrong when it's not your child. Before we had any, and I used to see other kids act up, I thought, oh, boy, mine will never act like that. Believe me, when you get some of your own, you begin to realize it's not so simple.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because you're too close to the problem. You don't have an objective point of view.
Well, I try to have an objective point of view.
Well, you can't. You get too emotional. All parents do.
Well, I'm certainly open to advice on this clothes problem. I've tried everything. We go through it every morning. You know that, and I'm so sick and tired of it. She asks me what to wear, and then when I make a suggestion, she doesn't want to take it.
Well, I would just tell her to make her own decision.
Well, she doesn't seem to want to do that either, Aunt Effie. She seems, for some reason, to want my approval of what she wears.
Well, that's natural.
So every morning we go through an endless discussion of everything she has. Not only the clothes, but her shoes and her hair. And by the time she's dressed, we're both worn out. I know it's all wrong. I just don't know what to do, that's all.
What's the shoe problem?
Well, she wants to wear her best shoes that have removable straps. She wants to wear them without the straps. Well, that isn't just my problem. All her little friends now have the same idea. I talked to the other mothers, and we're all going wild. At this age, children's feet are not right for wearing strapless shoes. You know, they don't have any arches.
Well, what's the hair problem?
Well, it seems that all her friends have different hairstyles, which they change constantly, depending on what is in vogue that week in their class. Sometimes braids, sometimes ponytails. Sometimes just hanging down so it doesn't even look comb. That's the style now. And I asked her to put a barrette in it so it looks neat at least. It seems nobody is wearing barrettes this week or something.
Yeah, well, that's the keynote of this generation, I guess. Complete conformity. Don't do anything that nobody else is doing.
Well, I know I'm not the only mother with the same problem, but that doesn't help any. Ruth Gaines said that Mary Beth is impossible. They tried everything, spanking her, depriving her of television, her allowance, but still every morning there's at least one thing she fusses about. Clothes, shoes, hair, whether she wears a sweater, a jacket, or a coat, or a scarf, or not a scarf.
What are the arguments they use?
Something makes them look fat, or they don't look pretty in it, or it's something that will make the other kids laugh at them, or it's too short, it's too long, it's too babyish, I don't know. Upshot of the whole thing is that here Betsy and her friends are not even 8 years old. And they're as conscious of their clothes as I was at 15.
Sure, well, they're more sophisticated. What do you expect? They look at magazines, newspapers, they see things on television,
yes,
movies, advertisements.
Listen, I don't think I told you this.
Huh?
Betsy saw an ad for a girdle the other day. Said she couldn't wait until she was big enough to wear one. Not only that, she asked me if then the boys would like her better.
Oh,
you're kidding.
I am not. As you said, what can we expect? At the top of the page, it said, in large letters, you'll want to look your best for the man of the evening.
Oh, boss, we're having trouble with her now. I tremble to think of what life's going to be like when she's 16.
Well, I don't know. She wears me out now, and you're supposed to enjoy your children. I said I might as well face it, I guess. Just a failure as a mother.
Oh, darling. Stop it, will you? Well, what's she doing now?
I don't know, and I don't really care. At the moment, I don't even like her very much, which may seem a strange thing to say about your own child, but I'm afraid it's true. And frankly, I've had my last quarrel with her in the morning. From now on, she can wear a pillowcase to school for all I care. I told her so, too.
Oh, what'd she say?
She hates me.
Did she say that?
Words to that effect, I don't blame her. Hate myself.
Oh.
Well, I have to face it, dear. I'm just inadequate as a parent. I simply don't do the right things. How am I ever going to bring up Bobby? I just don't know. If I can't handle a girl, what'll I do with a boy? I thought Betsy would be easy because I was a little girl and I'd know exactly what she was thinking. I'd understand her. I don't. She is completely different than I was as a child.
Well, of course she is, dear. She's a different person. And she's going to be a hungry person, too. Here it is time for her school bus, practically. And she hasn't had a speck of breakfast.
Betsy, you get down here.
Oh, don't yell at her.
Well,
there's no sense in her hating both of us. And if she doesn't have time for breakfast, maybe going hungry once will make her hurry up in the morning.
Well, it isn't right to make a child go to school hungry.
Now, look, Aunt Effie, that's what I mean. Now, please don't interfere, huh?
Well, excuse me.
I mean, are we having enough trouble? It's no wonder kids are confused. Parents tell them one thing, relatives pipe
dear,
up with something.
Dear, darling, no, Aunt Effie didn't mean
now,
that.
Now, look, the whole thing is only a matter of sticking to your guns. Now, when Betsy gets down here, I'm going to tell her that in the future, she is to make her own decisions in the morning, and that is final. Not going to have any more of this nonsense now.
Well, I think I hear her coming downstairs, so get ready to stick to your guns before the enemy brings forth her tears as reinforcements.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
This is Eddie Cantor. It's nice to give a present, isn't it? But don't you find it even better to give one? There's a satisfaction in giving. There's a joy in sharing. There's an even bigger joy in sharing with someone in great need. That's why millions of Americans contribute to CARE. When you send dollars to CARE and your receipts come back, you know how much good you've done. You know you've sent food to a refugee child, or books to a literacy class in India, or tools to a village in Vietnam. You know that your food secures the families today, and that your tools put them to work for their own better tomorrow. A CARE package has come to be a worldwide symbol of generosity, of sharing. Put your name on one today with dollars to CARE, New York 16, or your local CARE office.
Betsy, where are you? I thought you came downstairs.
I did, Daddy, but I'm getting my hat and coat.
Oh, well, I suppose you realize what time it is. You're not going to have time for breakfast. Not very pleasant to go to school hungry. Now maybe you'll stop this fussing in the morning and get dressed and get down here to breakfast.
I didn't know it was so late, Daddy.
Well, Puppy. Wait a minute. Don't button your coat. Let me see what you got on.
Oh.
What kind of a get-up is that?
Don't I look all right, Mommy?
Look at her hair.
Yes, for heaven's sake.
I look nice, Mommy, don't I? Don't I look all right?
You look fine, dear. Very nice.
What do you mean, that artificial rose in her hair?
It looks nice, doesn't it, Mommy?
Why, I think you look lovely, dear. Who's growing up, Daddy? Come here, Betsy. Let Mommy see. Oh, yes. Isn't this the red sash from your gypsy costume?
Yes.
Well, it's very effective. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
You look very pretty, dear.
Thank you, Mommy. I love you.
Oh, I love you too, darling. Now run along. Oh, there's your school bus.
Look, you... Here's
a piece of toast and Eddie fixed for you.
And Effie.
But she can't go to school hungry and take this.
What's the use? How you could let Betsy go to school looking like that's such a fright. That's what she looks
I took one look at her, dear. And I saw myself exactly what I used to do until I learned better. And I suddenly realized there are some things you have to learn gradually yourself.
All right. I guess so. Boy, 15 more years until she's 21.
Yes.
Well, maybe with a little bit of luck, we'll make it somehow.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Margaret Hamilton and Francie Myers, and is produced by Walter Hart.